Blog Talk Radio.
What are you doing here?
I'm looking for the underground.
No, you're too young. You don't look a day over 60.
How old are you?
I'm 125.
ちょっと待って、任せて。ここ通してもいいけど、一回やばいもの見せてもらわないと。
You. All I got is this.
BBS to tech all in my wristwatch. Got it jumping like I'm crisscross. She gon' bring her girl, let them crisscross. Dripping water, I forgot to turn my wrist off. I let go of y'all, let them crisscross. I let go of y'all, let them crisscross. She gon' bring her girl, let them crisscross. I let go of y'all, let them crisscross. Hold on, plus, tell her bitch, get up.
Yeah.
We know how to party.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? You know, you got your boy Fat Man coming to you live and direct, y'all, from Las Vegas, Nevada. It is another Wednesday, y'all, and it's time for Cannabis Radio. So what's going on, everybody? I hope everybody's out there having a good time and have had a good time. So big shout-out to everybody. We appreciate you coming on the show. We appreciate you following the show. Big shout-out to everybody out there overseas. I'm getting a lot of hits from my people over there in Germany and everything. And this show is brought to you by Ciroc Vodka, all right? Big shout-out to my man P. Diddy and Ciroc Vodka. You know what I'm saying? We will be taking on their sponsorship in just a little bit, in another couple of weeks. We have Making Leaps and Bounds, you know what I'm saying? And also Anwar Tequila, we want to give a shout out to also. We're getting a lot of these alcohol beverages and everything, you know what I'm saying, that wants to come on the show, and that's a good thing, you know what I'm saying, because they're not afraid to cut the check, you know what I mean? So other than that, you know, I welcome y'all to the show. You know, we got another good season getting ready to start it. This is the new season of, Cannabis Radio, you know what I mean? And what we do on here is we educate our listeners, you know what I'm saying? Of course, we try the product and everything like that, but we educate. This is like Cannabis 101, you know what I mean? We educate our listeners on the different type of strands, the different type of hybrids, you know what I'm saying, the sativas, the indicas, you know what I mean? And this is what our topic is about this evening. It's different types of strands, all right? I know everybody out there claim that they got the hottest strand and everything like that, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, I want to know what types of strands, you know, what types of different types of strands there are, because we got a lot of these scientists these days now, and they're crossbreeding this, they're crossbreeding that, they're fusing this together, and you know what I'm saying, and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like you're fucking up the program, actually. You know what I mean? Because you're not letting it grow the way it should naturally grow, and they want to make it stronger. They want to make the THC higher in it, you know what I'm saying, the potency more better, and this, that, and the other, you know what I'm saying? So today, we're going to talk about the different types of strands, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, from what I hear, from what I'm told, there are different types of strands. There are sativa versus indica versus hybrid, okay? What's the difference between cannabis types? This is the question that we are asking today here on Cannabis Radio. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, you're rolling with your boy West Coast. I like to thank everybody for rocking with me and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? And we're going to take a little break, and we're going to be right back. You know what I'm saying? And we're going to get into this sativa versus indica versus hybrid. We're going to find out, you know what I'm saying? We're going to find out what's the difference between cannabis types, all right? You know what I'm saying? So we're going to be back, y'all, in 2 and 2, you know what I'm saying? Right now, we're going to get into some Kendrick Lamar. Be humble.
We get a witness. You got to see this. Yeah. Hey, I remember syrup sandwiches and crime allowances. Vanessa nigga with some counterfeits, but now I'm counting this. Parmesan with my accountant lips, in fact, I'm down in this. You say with my boobay, tastes like Kool-Aid for the analyst. Girl, I can buy a Westie World with my bait stuff. Ooh, that pussy good, once you sit it on my taste buds. I get way too petty once you let me do the extras. Pull up on your block, then break it down, we playing Tetris. AM to the PM, PM to the AM phone. Piss out your per diem, you just gotta hate them phone. If I quit your BM, I still rock Mercedes funk. If I quit this season, I still be the greatest funk. My left stroke just went viral. Right stroke, pull a baby in a spiral. Soprano C, we like to keep it on the high note. It's levels to it, you and I know. Bitch, be humble.
Hold up, bitch,
sit down.
Hold up,
be humble.
Hold up, bitch,
sit down. Be humble,
bitch,
sit down.
Be
humble,
bitch,
sit down. Be humble.
Be humble. Sit down. Who that nigga thinking that he frontin' on that man? Get the fuck off my stage. I'm the same man. Get the fuck off my dick. That ain't right. I make a play fucking up your whole life. I'm so fucking sick and tired of the Photoshop. Show me something natural like Afro with your pride. Show me something natural like ass with some stretch marks. Still take you down right on your mama's couch in polo black. Hey, this shit way too crazy. Hey, you do not amaze me. Hey, I blew cool from AC. Hey, Obama just paged me. Hey, I don't fabricate it. Hey, most of y'all be faking. Hey, I stay modest about it. Hey, she elaborated. Hey, this that Grey Poupon, that AV on that TED Talk. Watch my soul speak, you let the med talk. Ay, if I kill a nigga, it won't be the alcohol. Ay, I'm the realest nigga after all. Bitch, be humble.
Hold up, bitch,
sit down.
Hold up, little,
be humble.
Hold up, bitch,
sit down.
Be humble.
Hold up, bitch,
sit down.
Be humble.
Hold up, bitch,
sit down. Be humble.
Hold up,
sit down. Be humble.
Hold up, bitch,
sit down.
Holla, bitch, holla, sit holla, down. Holla, bitch, holla, be humble. Holla, bitch, sit down. Holla, holla, holla. What's going on, everybody? You know what I'm saying? That's my man, Kendrick Lamar. He just said, but bitch, just shut up, sit down, and be humble. You know what I'm saying? I can understand where that song comes from, you know what I mean, and everything, you know. So big shout out to everybody, you know what I'm saying, that's joining me right now and locking me in, you know what I'm saying. I see I got my peoples locked in and everything from the 253, you know what I'm saying. Tacoma, Washington is definitely in the building. We got the 707 in the building, you know what I'm saying, and everything like that, y'all. You know, it's Cannabis Radio. Like I said, here we do nothing. We educate, we have fun. We smoke, we sit back, and we fellowship, you know what I'm saying? And we educate and teach each other, of course, like I've been saying. Like I said, today, you know, is the difference. Today, like I said, is the difference in strands, okay? Just real quick, when browsing in Leafly or purchasing cannabis at shops, you may notice strands are broken up into three distinct groups, indica, sativa, and hybrid, all right? Indica strands are known for being physically sedating, okay? All right, I guess it puts your ass to sleep. Perfect for relaxing, like I said, perfect for relaxing, a movie, or a nightcap before bed. All right, sativas typically provide more invigorating, uplifting cerebral effects that pair well with physical activity. So I want to, so the indica will chill your ass out, and the sativa will hype your ass up. I think I need to probably keep smoking that before I come on the radio. You know what I'm saying? The physical activity, social gatherings, and creative projects. Hybrids tend to fall somewhere in between the indica sativa spectrum, depending on the traits they inherit from their parent strands. So you trying to tell me that a marijuana plant has parents, it has a mother, it has a father, does it have sisters, does it have brothers, you know what I'm saying, does it have a whole family, does everybody stay in a fucking apartment building and this, that, and the other and just grow and shit like that there, you know what I mean? But this is why we have this show, so we can educate everybody and you'll know exactly what is going on and everything, you know what I'm saying? But like I was saying before, because these perspective differences, medical patients using cannabis to treat their symptoms and conditions may also consider a strand classification, okay? A patient suffering from fatigue and depression may use sativa during the day, and another treating pain and insomnia will likely choose an indica strand at night, okay? High CBD strands, which are preferred by patients treating seizures, anxiety, pain, and a few other conditions, may be either category may either be in their category, but offer little to no psychoactive effects. Okay, so we get into these strands, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, of course, people want to go, well, what are high CBD cannabis strands and how do they differ from high THC strands? I know a lot of people ask that question. Well, this classification has been around longer than you might think. Early scientists and everything, distinctions between cannabis and indica and cannabis sativa began in the 18th century. Wow. We go back that far to the 18th century when differences between their structures and resin production were first noted. The hybrid category was adopted later on as growers began mixing genetics from different geographic locations. Yeah, you mixing Maui Wowie with backyard boogie and shit. You know what I'm saying? You ain't supposed to do that. You ain't supposed to do that type of shit. You know what I'm saying? And everything. But listen, you know, I got everybody, got people calling in and everything. Right now, I'm going to go to one of my callers. You know what I'm saying? My man from the 253 area code. What's going on? Who's this on the phone?
And this is a homie, Cali, man. What's going down?
What's going down, Cali? My man, Cali, he always calls in every Wednesday, man. He takes his break on work. He calls in and he listens, man. What's going on with you, bro?
Man, I'm just doing what you was talking about, man. I'm on my sativa break right about now, enjoying
my
lunch.
Okay, all right. Okay, that's what's up. So you're not winding down, but you're kind of getting a little more amped, you know what I'm saying, and everything, huh?
Oh, man, the type of job I do, I got to stay amped, man, you know what I'm saying, make the time go by, you know what I'm saying, it stays going by, you know, so I got to stay on that sativa.
Right, exactly. Uh-huh.
Now, when I get home, I do, you know what I'm saying, if I got that indica around, that is a nice little powwow to, you know what I'm saying, relax the mind, relax the body. And you know what I'm saying? And you and your lady, like me and my lady, we just chill out, you know?
Right. I know. What do you usually prefer to smoke? If it came down to you, they was gonna say, well, we gonna give you in the Cali, we gonna give you a pound to try, and this, that, and the other. What would be your preference?
Well, like I said, I like to be moving and grooving, so. 9 times out of 10, I would like to stay on my sativa because, you know, like you said, you get on some of that good pop, that powwow on indica, man, you'll be stuck at home or wherever you may be, and you won't be going nowhere. So I prefer, you know, being on that sativa strand.
Right. That's what I prefer. I mean, I know I sit behind this desk and in the studio and do these radio shows, you know what I'm saying? And sometimes I could be sitting here and I'd be smoking and be doing paperwork and be nodding off and I'm just going, damn, no, I don't need nothing that's gonna make me sleepy and shit like that there, you know what
right.
I'm saying? So I guess that's that indica and then those hybrids, you know what I'm saying? Now I know for people to smoke hybrids and have told me that it gives them a headache. Have you ever heard of that?
Well, depending on the strand of the hybrid, I could probably see that happening and stuff, you know, depending on which what parent trees are being mixed. But there's some good hybrids out there that, you know, depending on what side is leaning on, where it's 60% indica to 40% sativa or whatnot, is going to determine which majority of the high you're going to get, you know. But there's some good hybrids out there that I have used when I came to work and say, you know what, let me go ahead and try something a little different, you know. So, you know,
okay.
You just got to be, you got to do your strands.
Okay. So a person would definitely have to know, you know, what their body can handle and what their body can't handle. And if that's the case, if that's what you're trying to say in so many words.
Exactly. Because there's some lightweights out there. It's some lightweights out there that can't handle that high power indica and stuff, man.
Right.
You know, they be on the couch.
Right. That's true. I've noticed some people that can't handle the higher, the more higher dosage strands and everything, they make them hallucinate, or they make them see things and this and the other, or, you know, it kind of gives them the effect of if they're on an acid trip. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I've seen people trip out on marijuana, you know what I'm saying, and everything like that. You know, just because y'all be watching that World Star and this and the other, you know, sometimes people put shit in the shit when they're growing it and everything. It gives you a different type of reaction, you know what I'm saying? So you really have to be on top of your game. Go ahead.
They be like that smoking, you know what I'm saying? They be like that smoking running Debo kitchen coop, you know what I'm saying? And his chicken coop.
Right, exactly. You know what I'm saying? Or, you know what I'm saying, you just get up and just start running for no damn reason and this, that, and the other, running into shit and everything and stuff like that there, you know what I mean? So, you know, people, we do, like we said, this is what this show is for. It is for education of what you're using, you know what I'm saying? You always have to get educated on what you're using. You just can't keep using it and taking something and don't know what you're taking, you know what I mean? Because it can do your body. It can hurt your body in the long run. It can hurt your brain cells in the long run, you know what I'm saying? So this is what we were talking about, you know what I mean? And we appreciate you calling in, bro. You know what I'm saying? And letting us know you know what I'm saying? Letting us know what you like to smoke, you know what I mean, and everything, man. Give everybody a big shout-out out there, Tacoma, Washington, man. Give your shout-outs real quick before you get up out of here.
Yep, I'm going to give a shout-out to the whole Third Comma family, man, you know what I'm saying, to that CTMG out there, you know, Danny Maniac out there dropping his EP, you know, on Halloween. So, you know, we're going to get in here, man. Shout-out to all the good dispensaries out here in the Northwest. Clear choice, man.
Exactly. We want everybody that's out there listening and listening to the sound of my voice. Cannabis Radio invites you to come on the radio show and tell us what you're doing in your region and everything. You know what I'm saying? This is not a radio show where we're biased and we want to have our nose up in the air. This is something that's universal. This is something that was done back in the day. You see, this goes back to the 18th century. You know what I'm saying? I didn't know what the hell they was even growing back then in the 18th century, let alone it be marijuana, something that you could break down and smoke. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, people, we need to get back to our universal medication and things like that. Because I tell you one thing, if you got a room full of people and it's an argument going on, I bet you could pull out a blunt and everybody would forget about what the fuck they was arguing about.
Hey, they would shut up quick.
You know what I'm saying? They'll shut up real quick and be like, damn, I don't even know what was we arguing about? I don't even know, man. That was just stupid. You know what I'm saying? So people, learn how to relax. You know what I'm saying? That's one thing that I've been learning how to do. Learn how to relax. Am I lying, Callie? It's a lot going on out here these days.
There's so much going on out there right now, man. You got to know how to chill out, relax your mind, be with your peoples that you love. And, man, you know what I'm saying? That's all you got to continue to spread that love. It's not hard. We grew up making it hard, but it's really not. You know what I'm saying? You show that little extra love, man, you're gonna receive it right back.
Exactly.
Hey, man,
okay, man, you take care, man. Just tell everybody, since I said what's up out there in the Washington area, man. One love.
All right, West Coast, you take it easy, man. Much love to you, man. Go.
All right. That's my man right there. You know what I'm saying? That's my man right there, Callie. He always calls in on Wednesday. You know what I'm saying? He always show us that love. You know what I'm saying? From Tacoma, Washington to California, you know, we got everybody calling in, a little bit of everybody calling in. I know I got my man on the other line right now. You know what I'm saying? My man from California, he's going to come on here and tell us about, he doesn't have strands, but he services the cannabis industry in another way. My mind is fucking going in and out. I need to smoke some weed, y'all. Hold on. We're going to take a break. I'm going to go back here and hit a dab real quick and this and the other, you know what I'm saying? So I get my mind right and everything. I got some of my mind going blank on me and stuff like that there, you know what I'm saying? So let's get into a little Afro Man, you know what I'm saying? And we'll be right back with Cannabis Radio, y'all. You already know.
Roll another. Yeah.
Okay. La da 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 la da da la 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 la. I was gonna clean my room until I got high. I was gonna get up and find the broom. But then I got high. My room is still messed up. And I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, because I got high. Yeah. Because I got high.
Hell
because
yeah.
I got high. I was going to go to class before I got high.
Come on, y'all.
Check it out.
I could have cheated and I could have passed. But I got high. I'm taking it next semester, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, hey, because I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high.
Go to the next.
I was gonna go to court before I got high. I was gonna pay my child support, but then I got high.
No, you wasn't.
They took my whole paycheck, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, hey, because I got high. Because I got high, because I got high. La da 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 da. I wasn't gonna run from the cops, but I was high.
I'm serious, man.
I was gonna pull right over and stop, but I was high. La da da da. Now I'm a paraplegic, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, yeah. Because I got high, because I got high, because I got high. La da da. I was gonna make love to you, but then I got high.
I'm serious.
I was gonna eat your too, but then I got high. Now I'm high, and I know why. Yeah, because I got high.
Keep going.
Because I got high.
Hey, do that over, man.
Because I got high.
About an hour ago, we've been sitting here listening to the show and stuff, and we know we've been. I called back, you know. I told you I'd call.
Yeah.
We were talking about a lot of
the 909 area code and this, that, and the other, man. And I know, we've been talking about a lot and everything. I want you to explain, because I know me and you were talking the other day, and you was like, well, we don't deal with strands in the green buds. You deal with something other that's very important, and I need for everybody to really listen up and listen to my man right now, what he's about to tell you. So go ahead. I'm going to give you the floor so you can explain what it is you do, where you're at, how they can find you, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, definitely add us on Instagram at @complextracks. It's one word, complex and extracts, you know, the end of complex, extracts. So you add us just on Instagram there if you want to follow along with what we're doing. So the unique thing with complextracks, just to do a little plug with that before we go further, is that we use a full spectrum of medicine, really clean medicine. We use keef, hash, CBDs extracted, wax extracted, and RSO extracted together in a combination to make our edibles, to make our syrup, to make our hard candy, to make our dehydrated fruit. So we make a lot of different products that we feel that are addressing, you know, just a little bit of someone's needs, you know, to put someone at ease or to address
right.
pain, to address Crohn's, to address seizures, whatever it may be that is really needed there for the patient. Each patient is really unique in what cannabinoid they're looking for. So cannabis,
right.
It contains, you know, regularly about 111. There's 113 known cannabinoids.
Hold on. Y'all just don't know. Me and him was talking the other day, and he said, well, it was 111. And then he went, oh, I just found three more. I was like, made it seem like
it wasn't me. You know, it's
three
just
more. You know, go ahead.
Yeah, I didn't discover them. It just says inside. The last time I looked it up, there was 111, and I'd been spinning
right.
off, you know, fact is what I know. And now in this book that I have in front of me, this one is called
okay.
The Cannabis Health Index by Yu Bletching, PhD. Great. It basically addresses what the ailments are and how much study has been done in that ailment with marijuana and how effective it is on the PhD side of this guy's knowledge versus what the studies has done and what they actually refer to. So if you have an ailment or know people with ailments, this is a really great book. It's the Cannabis Health Index, CHI. Really good explaining in the beginning chapters about the endocannabinoid system, which is something that people have to understand, is that we have this system in our body called the endocannabinoid system, and that cannabis is literally named after that system inside of our body. You know, we are one with this plant. And the more that we understand that we are with this plant, you know, there's indigenous molecules that our body produces inside of us. On, you know, science as far as mind and molecular motions, consciousness, the endocannabinoid system running along very parallel to that. You have oxytocin, serotonin, dopamine, cortisol, glutamate, vasopressin, all these different chemicals that are, inside of your body naturally. Cannabis actually affects those endocannabinoids that you already have that are natural. So let's say GABA or gamma-aminobutyric acid is the feeling of like how an opiate feels, like I'm melting, I'm literally like, I feel great, you know, that
right.
it's not the same as being peaceful or restful or sedated. It's really just that melting feeling. Whereas oxytocin is the chemical you feel when you give somebody hugs, you know, you feel for somebody else, that emotion that you feel
right.
for somebody, that's oxytocin.
Uh-huh.
And serotonin is your own happiness. So these chemicals are running in and out of your endocannabinoid receptors, you know, your CB1 receptor inside of your central nervous system, right on the left back side of your neck there. There's your receptors there, and there's other receptors there for these other indigenous molecular chemicals that that our body produces. So when we smoke marijuana, you have to understand that you're not, if you're smoking the plant matter, not an extract or a concentrate or a crystalline or something like that where it's been singled out, you're definitely smoking a very wide, what we call a full spectrum of medicine, of those cannabinoids. There's there's so many of them too. So everybody's really focused on the main ones being THC and CBDs is what we've done a lot of study on, as recent studies have showed that that's those, you know, THC is psychoactive, and we know that CBD actually has a positive effect on the endocannabinoid system, affecting these receptors in our blood, inside our central nervous system, inside of our astral intestines, everywhere, all over our body. The more that we're looking into it, the more that we're finding out that we have these receptors, not just in our brain, not just in our body, not just in our blood, in other places like our liver and so on. So that, that's a thing too. And I don't know if your viewers understand that THCA is what grows, is the crystal that's on marijuana. And when you apply heat to it, it changes it to THCV, and that's what's blood active. You're experiencing THC Delta 9. Tetrahydrocannabis Delta 9. So that is coming to your body and into your blood system. Now, when you eat marijuana, THC Delta 9 goes into your body, reaches your liver, and it turns it into a THC 11-hydroxy metabolite. That's a whole different chemical. It's five times more psychoactive than THC.
Really?
So,
wait a minute. Almost. Yeah, I mean, yeah, basically, because you're saying that in so many words, this is almost in our DNA.
Yeah, this is produced by neurons. It is simultaneous with our DNA.
And certain things that we consume triggers that. It's just that we
dude, if you get a rush of dopamine, you will
educated.
Be motivated. If you get a rush of cortisol, you will be stressed out. I mean, there's tons of things that these neurons, you know, are firing. These are a plethora of them. You know, there's about 12 main ones, and those neurons are indigenous to the ones, and THC affects those. You know, vasopressin will cause you to be angry. We know that when a male gets territorial or in a stress situation, the central nervous system produces vasopressin that goes to the whole body, causes vasopressin, kind of referring to the Greek word of veins, kind of constricts the veins and causes this is why males get a little bit more agitated than females, and why we, you know, tend to go towards the anger side faster is it causes anger. Vasopressin literally constricts the veins, causes anger, causes you to tense up, and your natural reaction as a male is to fight or flight. And, you know, scream, fight, punch, kick, whatever it may be. It's a very, very, very dangerous neuron to mess with there. So.
Right. So wow. So this stuff is basically, because I know I've been finding some research, and it's kind of like, you know, the plant and the THC and the CBD and this, that, and the other. You know, we just about create this in our bodies, and it's like if we feed it to our bodies will react totally different than it would be getting a lot of this over-the-counter, getting this over-the-counter shit.
Well, definitely. We found that, you know, the DEA said this in 1988, where they said that marijuana is basically the safest form of alternative medicine. We don't even know why. Catching people for it, like it's kind of a catch 22 asinine to have a laws that prohibits something so good. There's all kinds of conspiracy theories. I'm not really into conspiracy theories about that stuff. I really am into how the plant is healing. So we have all those cannabinoids there, the 113 now, and where, like I said, most of the time you're smoking some weed, you get 111 of them in there. It's say a joint or a bong rip. They're all in there. So not only is THC available, CBD, you have CBG, CBN being the one that carries the dominant trait of whether it's sativa or indica. That is when, you know, if you're growing weed, you can see right when you're growing it as the molecule or as the nodes on the top start to expire, basically, as you'd say, or start to become, you know, ripened. They go from a white to an amber gold color to a browner color. And when it goes to a browner color, it's actually when you can actually, if you just let it go, you can see it turn from Delta 9 to Delta 8 to CBN, you know, the destruction half-life of a molecule. It's just like anything with chemistry.
if you have plutonium, it eventually breaks down to lead in its half-life. It takes 5,000 years for it to break down to blah, blah, chemical, and then 100 and blah, 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 and then it turns into this chemical, and eventually it turns into lead, just shit, at the bottom of the totem pole.
Right.
Okay. And so it turns into dust, and then the stars renewal, whatever it may be. However, that actually works for not being around. But, you know, you have five distinct endocannabinoids that are produced by the human body already. You know, AEA, 2AG, nolidine ether, NADA, like these are very, very distinct. The AEA is a bliss molecule and dinamine, and basically it goes as a key into the molecules, CB1, CB2 receptors being like a key, it being the key and those being locks and unlocking that. Insane mental and emotional changes take place in that.
Yeah, right, right.
In the central nervous system. So in the immune system, the autonomic immune system, or nervous system, I'm sorry, that's the ANS and the CNS, and those words, those abbreviations, that's what they mean. When specifically, you know, enhances in pleasure. So when you're having pleasure, you know, there's weeds that have chemicals in them that are neuron affecting pleasure. I mean, when people tell you, oh, I've got this weed that'll make your girl horny as hell, it's the damn truth.
Okay.
You better listen. These are chemicals in there. They affect the way, then it's not just like aphrodisiacs. We're talking about, this will make your girl horny. Like, so in the future, we're going to have some really awesome ways of dealing with medicine and future. You know, they've got these sex pills that are made out of crazy shit. They say it's all natural, and they're really what they're doing is taking the chemicals and altering them. But, you know, you can align the chemical from, you can get oxygen from anything and put hydrogen on another thing and add an ion, you know what I mean, and get those naturally from derived substances, and as long as they're the right ones and the chemistry from those natural substances, even though the other thing has been made illegal, they can make like these horny goat weed pills at the counter of the liquor store. I'm pretty sure you've seen these Rhino 5000 pills. Like they'll get you horny. They don't make you rock hard like a Viagra for 2 hours. They make you horny for 3 or 4 days, and basically 3 or 4 days later, you know, I've never taken one, this is all account. But if you've taken one and you have that account and say, oh yeah, I could get it up at any time when I couldn't before, or even the female being like, I was wet the whole time for a whole week and like I'm a dry fucking spell for the last 15 years kind of thing, and this pill does it to you, man, there's a cannabis that's way safer, way natural, because these pills that are over the counter have killed people before, you know. So just because they had to change it again and they did it again and it hasn't killed anybody, nobody had a heart attack. Like, weed's not going to give you a heart attack. It can give you heart palpitations.
No.
And that's another thing to be heavily noted, is that if you smoke too much THC without enough CBD at the back end of there, you're going to have flush, is what we call it here in my house. There's basically you get heart palpitations, hallucinations. The guys that you were just talking to with the guys, like, man, they look like they were on LSD or something. That's when you overload your body with THC. Your receptors are only so big. You only have enough holes for keys to go into. When these guys go to these sessions and they overload on THC and not have enough CBD or the other cannabinoids to sort out the thing. That's the thing with CBD. It's the guy that goes in there and sorts everything out. It's the engineer. It's the guy, the kindergarten teacher. You know, you have a bunch of THCs, a bunch of kindergartners, and they're all flying over the recess. And that's the recess is your neurons. And you know what? You need to get them back into class and for you to feel high. So they fall into those holes and fall in line into those holes because the teacher, and the teacher's that CBD. Sorry to use, you know, metaphors, but that's kind of how that works there. So if you smoke CBD before THC, you actually can prolong the effect of marijuana. So, or you can actually slow down the effect of marijuana, my bad. You can slow down the effect of marijuana. It doesn't affect you as much, but it has more healing properties that way. Now, if you combined a CBD strain or a CBD isolate with THC, you actually increase the potency, but the length of how long you're going to be high shortens. And then if you THC and you're already high, you've been high as hell like those guys walking out of there, and you introduce CBD, you're going to give them a high 3 times longer.
Okay.
So you have these options you know, where you can get that ability to take CBDs afterwards. I have CBD isolate here from Golden State Labs. Shout out to them. And you get to, you take a fat dab of something with, you know, 60% live resin or like some sauce or something like that, really nice dab, and you dip that into the CBD, and that high, oh my gosh, it's got a woodsy taste because of CBD, so it's got its own terpene taste there. The effect is what I would note is how strong it is, or if I just took the CBDs right off the bat when I woke up, how calming that is. Specifically, the CBDs themselves inside of your body by themselves, no matter what, they enlarge white blood cells. And if you know, your white blood cells can attack enemies in your body. We have tons of enemies around us all the time. And it's a natural balance there. When we're out of balance, you know, you don't eat well, you don't drink enough water, you get sick because your body's out of whack. Or you just don't feel good, depending on how strong the person may be. But when you introduce CBDs to your body, and why most stoners don't get sick, note that, and that's a true fact, is because they have so many CBDs within their body to enlarge their white blood cells, that the white blood cells can attack things like cancer, tumor, unknown, you know, entities that should not be in your bodies. And even there's studies to say that there are white blood cells to pull out hard metals, which have been something that is way hard for science to pull out of your, they're like, we don't know how to get, once you get enough mercury in your body, but you're going to get sick, you know, and you have to do, you know, there's a system for that, through modern medicine now, but it's not fun. You know, anybody who's had any kind of metal poisoning know that it's not fun, the medicines that you have to take and the regimens that you go on from that. And, you know, you're never the same either from it either. So cannabis provides stuff like that. CBD provides protection against neuron damage and actually fixes neurons. So a lot of modern Western medicine has been a Band-Aid. And I call that the American Band-Aid effect, is something's broken, we can kind of fix it with it. We'll do this, you know. I really don't agree with it. I agree with fixing things 100%. You know, let's fix the root of the problem. And marijuana is definitely cannabis.
I hate calling it cannabis itself. Yeah, cannabis. You know, it does fixes a lot. I've learned so much from hanging around you guys and listening. It's not just it's not just for, you know, like they used to say, you know, it's not just for breakfast anymore. You know, now you can really the contrast and everything out of it. You know, like back in the day, we were just smoking it to get high. Now we smoke it because it's starting to be a necessity to stop the nausea, a necessity to stop the pain. You know what I'm saying? A necessity to stop the arthritis. You know what I mean?
Grew up in a home where it was demonized. The first time I smoked marijuana was my junior year. A guy that was held back invited me over his house. Had pounds of the stuff. I was like, oh shit, you know, you have a lot of that. Like I thought it was the devil, man. So, you know, my upbringing was, if you touch pot, you're definitely gonna be one of those guys on the side of the street, nothing, dirty faces. Yeah. I was like, you know, nobody really wishes to be on the street. I think there's people that choose to, but nobody wishes to.
Yeah.
So as a child, you scare tactic a child into, hey bro, you're gonna fail if you do that. Like, you're never gonna do it.
Yeah.
You just don't take it. And I took that risk one time. I'm like, what's one time gonna do? And I'm so glad I did.
Mm-hmm.
I am so glad I did that time, because, you know, I've taken risks in my life and it didn't pan out. But that was one of the ones that does.
Right.
It didn't pan out because of that, you know.
Okay.
Marijuana.
Well, that's what's up.
They tell you it's, you know, so and when I was young, you know, I'm 31. So when I was, you know, 13, 12 years old, it was DARE program. It was, you know, and they've had to retract their statement. Everyone's having that. You know, demonize the plant has to really bite their tongue. You know, it's a really nice thing to have science prove it in 1988. And it took all the 90s for everybody to deny it, and 2000 to 2010 to have reform. And now we see the 2010s. Now we're into 2017, where we actually have freedom, you know, somewhat.
Right. Somewhat.
What's happening.
Exactly.
It's happening, you know.
Exactly.
All we can do is be happy for the reform that we are having.
Right. Exactly. And be glad for it. Explain what all it is that you do, and what all that you have at what you guys do at Extract.
Well, me personally, I've been a freedom fighter for this stuff for about 15 years now. Since the
wonderful,
day I smoked,
wonderful.
I pretty much
wonderful.
Putting in work. You know, I worked with a couple of people using my skills to help the freedom fighters before there was medicinal in California. I've been a patient for 8 years now, nine, I think I've been a patient here. I'm now a patient in Nevada, and was here before patients were available into Nevada being a regular thing. And we're always pushing forward, you know, that I've always been on the
right.
forefront of pushing forward. So wherever,
right.
you know, that's needed, we're going to go there, you know, and wherever's next,
right.
because Vegas is pretty, Las Vegas and Nevada, Reno, everything's pretty tied up here. People are smoking,
mm-hmm.
they're having a good time. Astronomical prices that we don't want to.
Okay. Don't mean to cut you off. No. You just brought up a valid point. You said people are here smoking, they're having a good time, and this and the other and everything. Do you honestly? Do you really feel that they're putting a damper on the recreational smoker, let alone the medical smoker that needs it, but the recreational smoker
we cannot forget about the medicinal patients. Oregon has forgot about their medicinal patients, and I think it's a step backwards in reform. I think where we have it, where it's these people want to buy, we have uses for this thing. You know, if I wanted to
mm-hmm.
grow hemp and build houses out of hemp, then I would grow hemp and build houses. You know, we need medicinal herbs for medicinal patients. I'm a medicinal patient.
Right.
I recreationally use it after it's medicinal. You know what I mean? That can happen. You know, like I'm at my point where I can eat for the day and I can use the restroom for the day and I can leave my house for the day. That's very nice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's my own personal, you know, that's my personal thing. But when you actually have, when you have like that ability to have someone say, no, it's not a medicinal plant, it's only recreational, then it hurts the validity
uh-huh.
of why we did this in the first place. You know, if
right.
alcohol was that way, then they'd be still be giving alcohol at you know, God dang it, it helps patients with cancer, even if you think it cures cancer or not, it still helps patients with the stress of chemo and the pain of chemo, let's be honest here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a Crohn's patient. I suffer from not being able to eat and not being able to use the restroom and crazy
okay.
amounts of irritable bowel syndrome. I only
okay.
feel good when I smoke. I only can eat food when I smoke. And I can only use the restroom when I take a dab. Those are,
really?
You know what I mean? And if people say, oh, you, I can, but I regularly, do you want to
yeah.
see me use the restroom 2 or 3 times every couple of days, or do you want me to see me use the restroom 8 or 9 times every 3 or 4 days? You know, that's the
right.
difference there, you know, and
right.
we know something's wrong, and the medicines that are,
mm-hmm.
that science has put together that are synthetic for Crohn's, what do they call that? The effects of medicine when they're, you know, like you'll get dizziness, you'll get fatigue, you'll get, bro, I can't handle it. I can't be a living human and take the medicine for Crohn's. It hurts
right. okay.
a lot. It doesn't
yeah.
allow me to
yeah.
be a productive citizen. It doesn't make me feel good. It affects my emotional state, which is very negative and very depressing. It's not somewhere that I want to be. Marijuana has the same effect as healing. It actually has been, through the years, fixing the problem. You know, I became allergic to a couple other things, and that set me back on some more irritable bowel syndrome and intestinal system
okay.
problems
okay.
because I became
okay.
allergic to things I didn't know. But that we can't count that against the marijuana's help, because through
right.
that, probiotics and marijuana were the only things that have helped me through cannabis healing. And the probiotics, those, I believe, strictly a diet of those were the only things that helped me go through that.
Okay. Well, wow, man. This is why I like bringing people on the show to tell this story. You know what I'm saying? And everything of how you got started, what it does for you. Why are you doing this? You know what I'm saying? People, it just seems like in And it just seems like a lot of our people in the dispensary industry and other marijuana smokers figure that we're just out to get a free sack of weed and this, that, and the other and everything. You know what I'm saying? And it's not about that. It's not about getting free weed. If we wanted it, we could grow this shit ourselves. But for the people that know how to do it professionally, do it right, just like you and what you have with the candies and the I know I've got
candies.
I love the Domino candies that you have.
Edibles are a hard thing because you have to be a chef and you have to be knowledgeable in cannabinoids, how they work, and not only how cannabinoids work, but how they affect you, and not only that, how to introduce and infuse the medicine with that specific edible. Shout outs to all the edible makers out there. Seriously, if you're making edibles, you're doing it right. You're putting your work into packaging and labeling. Man, all the standards, you got to do this, and decarboxylate it. And, I mean, it is, a lot of people don't understand how much work goes into it. With what I'm doing with the multi infusion of different extracts, the hash, the keef, the CBD, the wax, and RSO, I have to produce all those. You understand? I have to produce five different forms of extracts that I feel safe enough to put into food grade, not food grade stuff, but food grade quality that I feel that people should be eating this, you know? And that's something that isn't taken lightly either. So this is why the reason why I do that is to provide a full spectrum. As I was talking to you earlier with the THC being so high, if you have so much THC, you can cause, like niacin, heat flush where your skin is really hot, hallucinations that are really too much that you're not wanted, sweating, heart palpitations, vomiting. You have those things happen when you have too much of one of the cannabinoids and not the other cannabinoids balancing it out. In life, everything's a balance. If you drink too much water, you can die. You know, it's people think everything's just, you can do that much. No, everything with the balance, man. I mean, like, take it easy. Like, life's an easy thing. No reason to stress out, you know. And marijuana is a lesson there. There's a lot of lessons in the chemistry and the spirituality and the social construct that we're going to have with marijuana and the cannabis, sensimillion, and the hemp plants. You know, we really have to understand that there's more, that it's not just indica sativa or a hybrid. There's CBD, there's CBNs, there's, you know, Delta 8. We have you have to understand what these chemicals, these molecular chemicals are affecting our indigenous molecular chemicals and what level and who, what needs what affects you and how good it is. You know, so if sativa is good for you and that strain is good for you, by all God means, track that strain down, grow it yourself if you have to, and smoke it, you know, if that's what affects your health, you know.
I know that you have a variety of assortments of like candies and things like that. You know what I'm saying, and stuff like that. What are some of the things? Because I know you have like gummy bear. I think I got some gummy worms from you.
No gummy worms from us. We've got a syrup. We've got a natural syrup coming out. We've got a regular tincture that would be vegetable glycerin based. We've got hard candies, which, you know, root beer, blue raspberry, strawberry flavored. Those are a hard candy is such a delicate process. I've tasted so many hard candies from California where people are just like running into the scene. Like they look up something on Google and they try to make it and it's like, oh my God, this candy tastes burnt. And then other people be like, it tastes like weed. I'm like, no. That's what burnt candy tastes like. Weed tastes like burnt candy. Like, you have to understand, you know what I mean? So like hiding the flavor and not really hiding the flavor of weed is really a thing with edibles. And shout outs to anybody that knows what they're doing with that. You know, providing medicine that is going to affect you not 3 hours later, it's going to affect you in 25 to 45, maybe an hour. 2 hours delayed if you haven't ate anything or if you haven't drinking anything, that can happen also. And then when you drink water, you know, that's why they put that on the package. But in reality, edibles aren't supposed to hit you 2 hours later, 3 hours, 4 hours later. You know, that's not the way it works. If they're done right. And a lot of people are just
throwing weed into their edibles and cooking it. They're like cooking some butter up with some weed and straining out the weed. And it's like, you don't realize that you just poured all of anything that's considered like chlorophyll, fats, lipids. And when you eat those edibles, three or four of those edibles, even if they're low dosage, you have a high dosage of chlorophyll, make you sick. You're going to vomit. If somebody has a strain that these are just an edible that they're throwing in a bunch of shatter or something like that. And I see that a ton in edibles right now that nobody really understands what full spectrum or 2-to-1 or using rosin where they have full
right.
spectrum medicine. If you're just throwing a high level shatter or like crystalline in there, like, you know, and people eat these edibles and they're or just distillate, right? You got 98% distillate and you just pour it in there and people will drink three fucking cups of it because the distillate doesn't have to be dark decarboxylated. It's just tetrahydrodelta-9 ready to go. You pour that right into
right.
the drink and people drink it. They're getting fucked up. And the guy drinks three of them and oh shit, he's like, it's the end of the world. He's sweating, his heart's fucking, he can't calm down. You know, he's got the whole, it's either that or they're sitting there and they're just staring into space and you're like, Jimmy,
uh-huh. right?
Jimmy. And he's just
yeah.
staring out the space. You know, you've seen the videos and stuff and people are like, I don't get that. It's like, bro, you overloaded his receptors on his in his central nervous system. No wonder why he can't talk. Like you can't even
wow.
move. He hears you, but he can't even.
Yeah,
move.
Yeah. See, we never knew this. It was always.
Yeah, it was,
you know,
for
balls
me,
to the wall,
always,
smoke till you drop, and this, that, and the other. Now, I guess getting older. When you get older, you learn how to, you know, you smoke for the feeling. You smoke for the high. You smoke for the relief. Now you smoke for the stress relief now, you know what I'm saying? It's not just like it was when we was 18, yeah, you know, when we was teenagers and we was just, you know, just smoking it, yeah, roll up another one, man, roll up another one, you know what I'm saying, and everything like that, you know what I
oh,
mean?
Yeah.
Just to be stuck,
yeah, and that's
you know
always,
what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying, is the high that we remember, that you would remember from the chronic era or even before, is the fact that there's a full spectrum there. You're getting cannabinoids. You're getting,
mm-hmm.
let's say, like, the chronic, right? You remember the Dr. Dre's chronic, and everybody had
right.
that 1990s, around 2003.
Yeah.
Everybody, all the breeders were taking the marijuana, crossbreeding it, creating, you know, new dominant strains that were high in THC. Our problem was, as we lost the lineage of CBD by doing that, and now we're like, oh, shit, CBD's
right.
really good for us. What the fuck did we do? Like, you know, now we only have
right.
like five strains that have high CBD, like we do have high THC. You know, I've got
okay.
right now, I've got some shout out to Gibson Farms. If you want to add them on Insta, they just dropped a
okay.
drop down here with that. We've got this Granddaddy Perp, right? You got an indica there, and
okay,
then it's
good.
crossed with Harlequin. So Harlequin, slutty lady, she's not, you know, she's not a THC producer. She's a strictly CBD producer. And,
okay.
you know, I got Walk of Veterans. They're like in Cali. I'm like, I'm going to have to drive out to you guys from Vegas and bring this to you guys. These guys
yeah.
are veterans. They go on walks. They've got PTSDs.
Right.
I feel bad. You know, these are the people I want to know. Because the thing is, we're just in that knowledge era. I can't just drop the
right.
packs and packs and packs of stuff of veterans on these veterans and be like, yeah, there's the rest of CBD you're saying you need to smoke for the rest of your life. You know, but it
right.
helps them with their PTSD. Like,
yes,
I don't have PTSD.
Yes, it does.
I have
a bunch of veterans out here that
anger issues, tons of bullshit.
Uh-huh.
And marijuana
okay,
is like
okay,
one of the only things that affects that.
Okay. Because I know I have some vets out here that we've been getting together and everything, and I've been trying to bring people together. This is why I created Cannabis Radio. This is why I was dealing with everybody, you know, everybody
right.
at Dab and Tag and this, that, and the other, you know what I'm saying? Because to bring us together, you know what I'm saying, and stuff like that there, but it seemed like it turned out
yeah,
that
shout
everybody
out,
thought that I was,
shout out to
you know,
Dab
like I was
crew.
Dab and Tag, shout out to everybody out at Dab and Tag, you know
yeah,
what I'm saying?
Yeah, shout out
people,
Dab and Tag, shout out to Dab and Cart, shout out to Money
yeah.
Mike, shout out to
right.
All the homies holding it down there. Shout out to all the pop up
exactly.
Sensi Kings, New Life Distribution. Everybody here in Vegas is working overtime. I am
right.
literally fucking overtime, homie. Like we're serving
sweet stuff up for everybody with multiple angles. Like they want to tell us that we can't do things, and then they allow the other what they call us black market, and they're, you know, acting like the black market. That's not how that works. You can't call someone an oxymoron. You're a hypocrite.
Right.
So I didn't want to get into the political stuff going on here in Vegas either, but there's obviously some weird stuff happening. I mean,
it obviously is, man. You got to be kidding me. Come on now.
I had to have this conversation with my grandmother. I said, "Grandmother, the Reef is charging $528 for an ounce of 25 percentile THC and 0% CBD key lime pie. What do they need that money for? What is that? What is it?" And I don't want to get into it.
I hear you. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm talking about.
I hear you because I know exactly what you're talking about. You know what I'm saying? But
the conservative sort of kids are like, "Oh, well, they got to pay for the overhead and da-da-da and da-da-da and this and this and this and this." And I was like,
we all don't know.
And we all know what it costs because it's all white pages, bro. You already paid for it.
You know what I mean? And everything, you know.
So basically,
sometimes
if you don't have
the old school, simple as that.
Basically, if you don't have $350,000, you can't do anything in Vegas.
No, you can't. You can't.
Oh, I mean,
you can, and you know, and that's the bullshit part about it, because you know, for the person that can't even afford it, can't even, you know, I'm hearing that they've been going up on their grams now out here. I'm hearing people are trying to charge you $30 to $40 a gram. Are you kidding me?
$40 grams. What was it, Meek? What does it say? He rolled up some new joints and he said these ones aren't a gram anymore. That they're 1.08 on our menu now. That these we rolled up some bigger cones. That I got the wrong cones or whatever. And I was like, well, we'll just instead of $5, we'll make them $8 and stuff. And he's like, well, they charge $15 at the dispensary. And I was like, well, we're not the dispensary. We're patient profit organization for donation only. You know what I mean? So nobody's making money over here. The only body making money is the patients who provide a donation to provide themselves more medicine. You know, we want equivalent exchange and equivalent understanding than that stuff. And they're not trying to allow that here in the state either.
And they're not trying to allow that either.
They're allowing people to buy it but not smoke it in their hotel room. So they have nowhere for people to smoke it. Then they're not allowing people to have events here, but the dispensary's been told that they can't cooperate with people like Davintag and Davincards to have events. Yet, Catch 22, they're throwing fucking shit going on. And my friend, she just wants to throw yoga every 2 times a week and have people come smoke and do yoga. Here's a joint. $15, you get to do yoga, and here's a joint of blah, 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 and they tell you what it is, and it's going to be a great time, and the yoga corresponds, whether it's indica, sativa, hybrid, you know what I mean? It's beautiful.
Exactly.
Beautiful.
Exactly.
Like, people, and then you don't, and these bigwigs, and they don't understand how much yoga and how much cannabis and a full spectrum of cannabis affects the mental mind, and I'm just going to touch down on this very quickly, the Las Vegas shooter. You know, Vegas Strong, rest in peace, everybody that got hurt by that. But people really don't understand is when people are going fucking nuts, like when the shit hits the fan. I know there's conspiracy theories, multiple shooters and stuff. If there isn't, and this was one guy, and he didn't have any motive, and he got mad, you know, we have to understand that there's a stigmatism behind the white male, the black male, the even the just the male United States human psyche, that we're supposed to be some sort of gladiators in a world that we're supposed to be peaceful in, and it doesn't make sense anymore. How are you supposed to battle everyone and then yet be thy neighbor? It's not healthy.
Exactly. It's not healthy. It doesn't add.
It's a marauder. It's a cutthroat. It's a raider. It's a pirate's life. Honestly, it's not healthy for the human psyche when the man of the house has to go out and fuck over other men of his nigh neighbor to extort them or hurt them to provide for his own family when he knows that's root of his only success. Now that's some shit you want to get talking about where marijuana can fix this country. We don't have any exports.
Oh,
Wake up, America. Let's start growing some pot and making some money, dude. Start shipping this shit out to everybody else. And, you know, China's been about herbs.
Exactly.
Have some fucking herbs, man. You know, we got herbs.
Right.
We're the best. The West Coast has got the best strains. We went all around. There's, you know why we have the best strains? Is there's these multimillionary dudes that were so heavily into it. They were like, fuck my life, man. My life means nothing compared to providing medicine for people. You know, compassion.
Yes.
That's what that is.
Uh-huh.
That's one of the uh-huh. – and it's from smoking that creates compassion. You'll see stoners have compassion, right?
Right. Yeah.
It's
this is why I do this show.
It alters the mind with,
you know,
with compassion.
Yeah. You know, this is why I do this show, because I was standing around and I was looking and I was going, wow, you mean no one's doing a radio show where you guys can come on Wednesdays and talk about – your strands and what you got and what you're going to have for Thursday, and then that way everybody will know basically kind of what's on the menu for Thursday. And they was looking at me like I was crazy, like, no. I said, okay, then well, hell, I'll create a show. And then that way you guys can call in on Wednesday and get ready for Thursdays. But then again, then it started getting the shh, no, well, you can't say this, you can't say that, you can't say this. Well, then that makes me want to ask you, well, then do you have all of your credentials? Is all of your paperwork checking out right?
I dropped the F-bomb right. So much, bro. You got to have a radio show where you can drop the F-bomb, because I just, like, I do it naturally. I have to, like, slow down my voice if I don't.
Man,
and even with my grandparents and my mom, I'm like, F this, F that. And they're like, will you stop that? And I'm like, I'm sorry.
You can say, man. You can say fuck on here as much as you want, and this and the other and everything.
Well, smoking on some Tutange from Gibson Farms. I also got some sage from them. Absolutely amazing.
Okay. Explain the sage to me. Because I've seen it, smelt it. It smells just like fucking sage. But they was like, yeah, man, it's fucking sage.
Well,
this shit is marijuana.
Let's talk, brother. Let's talk chemicals.
You know what I'm saying?
There's a chemical in there that's called terpenes, right? The terpenes are the flavor profiles.
Okay.
I mean, mashed potatoes, chicken, fucking your own saliva, fucking everything that has a taste, a smell, is literally a terpene. Now, if you take those terpenes, let's say D-limonene, which is the one that's citrusy, colorless, it's a hydrocarbon like cannabis extractions like butane, you know what I mean? It's an extractor. A hydrocarbon means it will have a polar. It will actually extract like rubbing alcohol or butane where they're extracting. So limonene itself isn't a natural extractor. It starts to extract the cannabis cannabinoids around it. So we're starting to learn about these rare terpenes where cannabis cannabinoids are sitting next to the terpene, and the terpene and cannabinoids are fusing together to create all these things called rare terpenes. Look it up. It's crazy. So anyways, D-limonene, they use that for like, you know, it's in the rinds of lemons and other citrus fruits. It contains a considerable amount of that compound in there, limonene, D-limonene as it, or, you know, and lots of words I can't really say because I'm not a scientist or can't really pronounce them correctly. But basically, it's the smell of lemons. When you smell lemons and you're smelling citrus, you're smelling that limonene.
Right.
So if you extract, we have new distillation processes where you can distillate the fractal distillate, making the terpenes separated. You know, you get it at a low temperature. The terpenes are vaporizing and then cooling and condensating back down like a cloud with rain. That's how we collect those. And then and then we heat it up a little bit more. We're separating, getting the CBD out. And then we're separating, getting the THC out. Then, you know, some smart kid like me, I'm pretty sure he was pretty smart like me, smoking some cannabis, was like, hey, if we take that stuff that we extracted and run it through the process again, it will be like second pass filter. You know what I mean? So they're doing this 3, 4, 5 times to where the cannabinoids are so pure, and you're just like fractal distillation, meaning that you can turn it up a temperature to a point of a temperature there. So THC burns really close to, say, the number pi, what pi is on mathematics there.
Right.
3.15, right? So around there, 314 point something. It's around there. I'm not going to give away secrets. But you got to do your own thing if you got the money to do that. If you get and you get the THC separated, you can get if you smoke distillate, man, it's fun. And you learn through this now. You know, I'm like, I learned something. We got some CBD separated. Let's just smoke the CBD by itself, or let's just smoke the THC by itself. And what you learn from that is that they're not that effective, especially if you have a tolerance. Very not effective. Yeah, you mix them together and you're like, oh shit. Like, this is crazy. Dude. I've never been this high. Whoa, fuck, dude. Oh man, that was a good one.
Right.
What was that taste? My taste buds are melting. I got fucking, I'm drooling. Where did you get this shit, bro? You know, like, that I've heard all those things. Like, you know, I've done it to myself and thought the same thing 100 times. So, you know, take a nice big slab and do it on a really, like, even burn, let the first 3 seconds of smoke go and just, like, burn a whole gram in there and really taste it on low temperature, dude, like, super low.
Mm-hmm.
Like, 350,
okay.
Put your E-nail on 350, put a slab on there. And a whole gram, you know, and just smoke it real slow and just let it sit in there and just get those terpenes. And what we're learning and what we've known is that terpenes affect us. The chemicals, they are, the affect us too. So let's say the terpene linalool, it's very high in the plant lavender, you know, lavender plant. Simple stuff
okay,
here.
Right,
if
right,
you,
right.
We can get linalool. We get D-limonene. You can go buy D-limonene by itself in a bottle at a chemical supply store because it's used for cleaning. And linalool is used for, you know, relaxation. It can be used as a relaxant. You know, clinical studies show that linalool will kill a rat, but in a human, it makes them sedated. You know, that's how effective that terpene is. So everybody's like, oh, man, this THC's got me all fucked up, man. I'm like, no, it might be, you know, that has a lot of terpenes in there. And then including the fact that they're mixing. So this even goes back to our sugar thing. We've tested sugar where there's been no THC in the sugar, yet if you eat the lollipop or the shatter candy, right, where it's been cooked and had this bend in it, where we've done our experiment processes and found that this shit will knock you on your ass, but has so many of the terpene chemicals and CBNs, whether it's indica, present in there, and no THC, people think that there's THC in there because that's the effect that they're approving as, oh, that's what THC does to me. THC is really a pain reliever. Like if you single out THC, pain relief, abdominal pain relief, and IDS, and like a little bit of a psychoactive. And the reason why people get psychoactive after it is that 11-hydroxymetabolite. Take some distillate and eat it, dude. You're going to trip out. You're going to see some crazy patterns, dude. You know, pass a couple dabs of distillate right underneath the tongue and then just take a couple dabs, smoke a couple bowls to get your cannabinoids full spectrum there. And the THC, the ability of it being so much THC in your body, because two dabs, that's 200 times 5. You're at about 1,000 milligrams there. You know,
1,000 milligrams,
That's a gram, you know, that's a gram of, you've just basically smoked a dab to the dome. But it's going to affect you more psychoactively. You say 5 times, but the math has got to be a little bit different there. You know, we're just guesstimating 5 times. We don't know. Who knows how much it is. It's definitely effective
when you
use cannabis THC. It's definitely a lot more psychoactive. Let's be honest there.
Wow.
And without, it can be less psychoactive if you include CBD back ends to that.
Okay. All right.
So you can,
all right. Well, you've been dropping bombs and dropping knowledge, man, ever since you've been on the phone. And shit, you're going to have hell, man. You're going to make me come drive over there and come kick it with you after I get off the show and everything, since you're here in Vegas and everything like that.
We've been on here for an hour. It's been 102 minutes.
Yeah, man, and you've been knowledgeable, man. Tell everybody where they can find you at and everything, and how they get in touch with you.
Yeah, Complex Jacks on Instagram. If you've got something bigger, you can go ahead and do complexjacks@gmail. We're mainly just on the Instagram there right now. We've got looking at opening. All positive stuff in Oregon and California and Nevada at our time of release. Right now we're just in trial as far as, you know, we're going to let the big wigs take over Vegas and do their thing. And when they run out of breath, we'll be there ready to take steed for the patients and stuff. All the patients, everybody in all the dispensaries and everybody that's already doing it has been really awesome, you know, as far as, the problem is there with what I have is they don't, a lot of these people
I'm not going to say names anymore, which dispensaries and which cultivations and which ones. They're just not as knowledgeable as the guys that have been doing it for 20 years. And there's guys here for 20 years, except those guys with the dispensaries and stuff want to offer those guys $60,000 a year. And that's just, nobody wants to work for that, dude. Not with the knowledge that they put down, not with the risks they put for their lives, not with the experimenting and money that they've provided to, you know, get that knowledge for themselves, to just give away for free, you know, for 2 months and not have job security. And so that was something that was happening here in Vegas too. So if you don't allow the people that know how to do it, you won't have a backbone besides the tourist. And the tourists are willing to pay $500 a thing, but the black market here has always been a thing, as far as Vegas is, but they refer to the black market. I mean, we're under tangent of what they would call a black market. I think that's very disgraceful to call me anything like a black market when I know more about the plant. You know, I study it every day. I in and out with patients every day. I've grown 32% and 19% and 25% and CBDs and no growers and every day in and out, dude, you know, and these people are just like, I got money. I bought a license. We're doing this, and we know how they're doing.
Yeah.
And it's like,
whoa, 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 exactly.
You know, the things I've seen capsules that have lime green medicine in them. Lime green means there's chlorophyll on there. That's not okay. And then I've seen RSO vape pens, and I'm like, you can't vape RSO. You're not supposed to be smoking RSO like a vape. And these things that, you know, it's just I think they're just getting too experimental, or they have money to package these products, and it's cheap to make these products, so they do this, and it's very disheartening to what I've done for 14 years as far as provide California, Nevada with freedom fighting material, with knowledge, with any kind of help, strains, genetics, whatever you want to call it. You know, because that's the kind of thing that I'm into, and that what I know, the people who are in Vegas that are original residents here. I'm originally from California, so I'm an outlander here, but I know plenty of the people who have been here and have been fighting as long as I have, and the things that they say, it's not good.
Exactly. I understand.
I go into a and they want $40 a gram for 25 percentile. I'm like, my boy will give you 28, like at ounce price, and I know you can buy pounds like for $200, and then you'd still be making the return, like, you know what I mean? That doesn't make sense, you know? Like, this could provide the light to five people.
Exactly.
Let's do it right.
Man,
you know?
Look here, man. We've enjoyed you being on the show, man, and everything, man. I've learned
definitely
so much. You know what I'm saying, man? And it's been a pleasure. We're going to definitely have you back, you know what I'm saying? Because we will be plugging for you guys and advertising for you guys. Big shout out to American Airlines and P-Funk Extracts, you know what I'm saying? Like he said, Honey Badger, New Life Distribution, everybody that deals with dab and tag, dab and carts, you know what I'm saying? Cannabis Radio got your back no matter what. You know, we got your back like a straight jacket, you know what I'm saying, and everything, you know what I mean? So for your boy West Coast, a.k.a. Fat Man, Cannabis Radio, and Contracts, is that it? Contracts?
Complex tracks.
Yeah. Make sure y'all look them up on Instagram and tell them that Cannabis Radio sent you. Complex Tracks. All right? Tell them Cannabis Radio sent you. And we're going to get up out of here, man. I will holler at you next week, my brother. And we're going to get up out of here with a little Bob Marley, y'all. So peace, be good, and shit, I'm about to come smoke with Complex Tracks and everything.
Yeah, we're taking a hit of that tangy right now.
Okay, well, I'm on my way, bro.
Ha. We'll be right back.
Cannabis Radio, your boy West Coast, a.k.a. Fat Man. I'm out of here, y'all. Good night.